a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Monday, April 8, 2024. A show of force from the Philippines, the US, Australia, and Japan. The four countries conducted their first multilateral maritime cooperative activity in the West Philippine Sea Sunday. Their naval and air forces held communication exercises and division tactics within the exclusive economic zone of the Philippines. In a statement, the four countries said they stand with all nations in safeguarding international order based on the rule of law. They also reaffirmed their position. The 2016 arbitral victory of Manila against Beijing is final and legally binding. Senator Risa Ontiveros once again daring controversial religious leader Apollo Quiboloy to show up in the Senate. Ontiveros says Quiboloy's recent statement reeks of fear as the manhunt against him continues. The Justice Department also calling on Quiboloy not to set conditions for his surrender. Quiboloy on Saturday denied he is in hiding. He insisted he only wants to protect himself against extradition. Aside from charges he's facing in local courts, Quiboloy is also on the FBI's most wanted list for sex trafficking and bulk cash smuggling. Motorists should brace for another big-time oil price hike this week. Gasoline prices will increase by a peso and 10 centavos per liter, while kerosene will go up by 1 peso and 40 centavos. Diesel prices will see the biggest jump of 1 peso and 55 centavos per liter. This is the third straight week that oil prices have increased. And a Philippine senator calls on government to quickly address problems in its voucher program for senior high school students. Senator Sherwin Gachalian earlier flagged the existence of at least 19,000 alleged ghost students in the program. He says that figure alone shows it's not merely an administrative problem. Gachalian adds education assistance programs should not be open to fraud. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwantpfc.tv.